Hello again, this is EJ Tower with another installment of the Stray Commentaries. This piece is a short prose piece that I intend to send out to some magazines. As a result, I can't give you the text, but I hope you will enjoy listening to it. The Black Dog by EJ Tower. The black dog walks a strangled stomach life in the unaware hours before our days begin. We limped and wandered a sidewinder's walk in a syncopated rhythm, 10 blocks in the early light. Past the mansions and sports cars, and you in your bed asleep. Me, with the cognac crush in my skull, praying to the god of parking tickets to spare my car. The dog, unknown to me, slinked off the side street and followed close behind. Head down, tail out, hinting a coyote ancestor. He walks unleashed in the street, playing chicken with the sparse passing cars that swerve at the last minute to avoid him. Sidewalk to street to sidewalk, he makes the early bird joggers nervous in their headphones when he suddenly comes at them, head down. They all look to me with accusing patriarch eyes that said, "Control." By the time I reached the 3rd block, I was growing quite attached and thought I'd name him Old Oil Coat. That was just a sentimental thing, the name. I was actually starting to worry what I would do if he never stopped being 30 paces behind me with his head down. I can't afford a dog. I've got no place for it in my life, but something would have to be done about Old Oil Coat if he still followed on when I got to my car. Maybe a shelter, I thought. Coax him into the car with a treat of something and drive him to the shelter. They'd take care of a dog like Old Oil Coat. Satisfied with my plan for him, I limped on with a new shoe bite on my toes and parking ticket prayers in my mouth. Collecting parking violations after a night of drinking was an almost ritual pastime for me. The ones in this municipality come with a fluorescent orange envelope. The next town over gives you a tagboard ticket whose ink washes off in the rain, leaving you to wonder what you did. Turning onto the side street where I parked, my alcohol-burnt guts tightened. No envelope. Then I remembered my plan for Old Oil Coat and looked back to him. Head up, he looked back at me with primal nomad eyes from the street corner, a sapphire gaze against the slick black muzzle. Then he lifted his leg and pissed long and heavy on a cast-iron Victorian street lamp, and then walked on. The black dog walked a strangled stomach life in the unaware hours before our days began. And he doesn't need our plans for him.